Hello, everybody. It's Relentless on BelowTopSecret.com, I believe, in response to how much is that doggy in the window? And his thread, tis dat, d's and do's. You know, I have to agree, basically. And I'm glad you put your second podcast in there, doggy, because it does clarify. It's not about the people who don't have a good grasp of the language. It's about the people who do know better and do it anyway. It reminds me of an incident where I was actually on MSN with a friend I had met here on ATS, Above Top Secret, from Russia, and we were chatting, and somebody blipped into the conversation. And he didn't have a clue who it was, and it was apparently somebody who accidentally clicked on his username. They thought he was someone else. But he just went ahead and clicked them into our conversation. Well, this person was a young person in my country and was speaking, there's a term for it, I don't know what it is. I can understand a little bit with the kids I know here on ATS, but when it just starts spurting forth, I was downright embarrassed. I really was. It was a reflection of, you know, I was afraid he was going to get the impression this is what kids were like in the U.S., and well, a lot of them are, but some of them aren't. And it did turn out this particular child was a head case. That's the only way I can put it, long story short. But it's also very difficult for people from the point of my bringing this up, people from other nations who English is not their native language, when, especially us Americans, do adulterate the language, you're making it twice as hard to communicate, and we've got problems to begin with just because we view things differently and words can be taken wrong. I once said something so benign. It was such a joke to this particular person. I was actually throwing back in his face something he had been doing to me, and he took it entirely wrong. He did not understand that I was joking around, and he wouldn't speak to me for like 2 weeks. Until finally my husband got on and said, you know, seriously, no, absolutely not. That is not what she meant. But it was a really benign conversation. But I do think we have to be careful because we are now, the internet is a worldwide community. And we're trying to learn how to communicate with each other. And I don't think it helps when a lot of slang is thrown in and a lot of this, what is considered cool to some people, this, that, d's and do's. And this is coming from me after a day at the office of totally being berated again about my accent. People, I'm saying words and they're not understanding what I'm talking about, and honest to God, I really don't think that my accent is all that different than the rest of the U.S., but apparently there's certain things like I was saying draws, I was talking about, did you order a keyboard draw? And the guy kept saying, what? And after the third time he understood, I meant that thing that pulls out from underneath the countertop. And I found out everybody else pronounces it drawers. Okay, well that's door with an R thrown in. That makes no more sense to me than the way they think I'm saying it, but I do think it would help, especially in the written, to stay away from the more slang type stuff. The TEH that Thomas brought up, I had no idea that was some sort of a chat thing initially, but it's something I'm guilty of, and it's quite frankly because in my case, one of my hands hits the keyboard faster than the other. I broke my hand one time in three places, and Someone once noticed I don't even notice. I apparently don't use all five fingers when typing. But one of my hands does hit faster than the other. So I'm guilty of doing that T-E-H thing and not even for the right, you know, for the intentional reasons. So I was kind of horrified when I found out. So I do try to be careful and watch my typing. How much does this doggy, I really have to tell you that when you asked the question about what are they missing an H from their keyboard, I was laughing hysterically. And then in your second podcast, I love your accent, by the way. I am of Irish heritage myself, but the last person with a brogue was my grandmother, who is now deceased. But you were talking about, are they missing the H from the keyboard? And then when you responded with your second podcast, it sounds to me like you're saying tread instead of thread. And that gave me a chuckle, too. So I guess, you know, it's all where you come from and what you're hearing. Quite frankly, my final thought on this, I would like to tell the author of this thread that the way you say dis, dat, dees, and does, I think is really charming, and I love it when you say it. Okay, that's just me. I'm weird. Go ahead, Thomas. Say it again. What is the matter with you, woman? All right. Relentless signing off. Everybody have a good night. Love you. Bye.